Hear thee, hear thee. It is time for me to advertise my Patreon, patreon.com/MatthewDonald. They can find bonus content for Paleobites, where we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals rather than just prehistoric animals themselves. And this month, we're talking about Walking with Cavemen. Another one of those Walking With, but it's not really affiliated with the other Walking With, like Dinosaurs, Monsters, and Beasts, but it's its own little thing, and yeah, it's alright. Thank you for your support, and have a good day! Slapping my belly!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that covers a bunch of animals all across prehistory, but it likes to focus on the Mesozoic, and fitting for the quality of this podcast, Meso means mid.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that recently. It was like Meso, it's like because it's between the others, and like Mesoamerica is the same sort of. Anyways, my name is Matthew Donald. Each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who is not mid.
Aww.
And it's not good, so they're low. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, you're good. You're good. I say, it's Laura Housley. How are you?
I am okay. How are you, Matt?
I'm feeling a bit mid. We just had some mid Chinese food.
It was very mid.
Yeah. We might need to break this tradition of ordering.
Now, anytime we record Paleo Bites, Matt, peek behind the curtain. Very exciting stuff here.
Particularly at this location where we dog sit.
Where I... dog sit is very close to Matt's place, and my actual place is not close to Matt's
place.
This
is also not really that close to my place. It's close to my apartment, but it's about 25 minutes from my parents' place.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, that's okay. I don't mind.
I assume it's closer than my place in Westminster, at least.
Yeah, it's true. Westminster is a bit far.
Yeah. Anywho.
So we
always get Chinese food. It's kind of our tradition.
Tradition that's stopping as of today.
Yeah, it was not great. And like, I'm not an aficionado of Denver Chinese food restaurants, but there's got to be better ones out there.
There's got to be. But do better, Chinese food restaurant that we're not naming because we're not going to shame anyone.
Right.
And we don't want to get sued for slander.
Yeah, we're only going to get sued for badly singing copyrighted songs on this podcast.
I want to rock and roll on. Why was that the song that came to my mind?
We will rock you.
Bam. Bam. We will.
I appreciate your commitment there.
It's like, oh, I thought we were going to do something like a really, really lame version. Like, we will record a bad podcast.
Record a bad podcast.
And that we will indeed. So,
we might not rock you, but we will rock some bad jokes.
And we will, and speaking of rocks, like fossils.
One of our better transitions, gotta be honest.
Yes, indeed. We're talking about a little crocodile that I've got to say freaking rocks.
Yeah.
It's also really cute. I thought, because like, you and I have talked about Gustav on the show plenty of times. He's basically the third official co-host of our episode.
He is, yes.
Good old Gustav, who may or may not be burning in hell at this point. Based on,
burning is not the word. Gustav is running and thriving in hell.
He's running the town. He's like, welcome to hell, my town.
It's like, he got down there and Lucifer himself was like, bro, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah, now it's a party.
Like,
or he might still be in that. Is it being like Titicaca or something like that? Or like Taganica?
It's
somewhere in Africa where he's a man eater. He's killed 300 plus people.
Yeah.
And that's, at that point, it's not for food. It's just.
It's for pure bloodlust.
It's pure bloodlust and pure pleasure of the taste of man flesh.
And you know what? It's hard to blame him.
Really? You? With the taste of man? It's like, I am a straight man, although my partner says I'm an honorary bisexual. You are a queer woman, and you're like, man flesh is where it's at, okay.
I mean, like, dating men, no thank you, but like...
Where is this going?
Murdering and eating the flesh.
Why is that the better answer? Okay.
Queer women who probably listen to this podcast, weigh in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, like, was it that the movie Teeth or whatever? That's always what I, what do I always think of that
movie? I don't know. I've not thought about that movie since 2018.
Cool. Anyway, let's talk about Simo Tsukas.
Yes.
It's a Noto Tsukas.
Baby Gustav.
So it's a baby Gustav. It's a little herbivorous baby Gustav, too. It means pug-nosed crocodile.
What? That's so cute.
It's sort of like the Boston Terrier. Where
I was going to say, so appropriate for the Boston Terrier I'm pet-sitting.
Pretty cute. Type is a Noto Tsukas crocodile morph, a suborder of crocodiles that are quite varied in build, size, and niche. Size 2.5 to 3.3 feet, so 0.7 to 1 meters long. 5 to 10 pounds, 2 to 4 kilograms.
I'm sorry, will you do the size again?
2.5 to 3.3 feet, slash 0.7 to 1 meters long. So like,
that's so small.
Yep. You could be fitting on this table right now. Like, hop,
yeah. Some of my other pet sitting dogs are bigger than him.
Yeah. Diet herbivore. Yeah, you read that right. This is a herbivorous crocodile. Kind of acts like a reptile gopher, eating roots and tubers while digging burrows. That's pretty cute.
That's pretty cute.
Time, late Cretaceous, 70 to 66 million years ago. Location, Madagascar.
So he was friends with King Julian.
Of course, of course. I feel like we've talked about, remember Beelzebufo?
Yes, Beelzebufo.
This probably would have been eaten by Beelzebufo. Like, they're both about the same size. So, location, Madagascar, describing to the owls and pop culture appearances. It was in the Apple Plus documentary Prehistoric Planets, but that's it so far. Although it's a pretty high-profile appearance. It's still a shame it's not more stuff. I mean,
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, indeed. I like Prehistoric Planets, a great documentary in every way, except for the fact that it is on Apple Plus. Oh my God, Apple's the worst company. Their exclusionary tactics that they're built with have driven everyone in my family so crazy.
Well, that's valid. Yeah.
It's just such a terrible business practice, but yeah, it works, and I guess it works what they're doing.
It works.
I mean, they're a $1 trillion company, so I guess it works. So,
I mean,
they could easily buy Disney, like,
yeah.
So,
at this point, Disney's had a rough year. So,
well, actually, I found out Disney has had a rough year. Warner Brothers has had a far worse year. You know, the ones, even though Barbie came out, like,
well,
because of David Zaslav or whatever that executive's name is that's been gutting everything or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah, but like Disney has like a 0.6 chance of bankruptcy, I've read this year.
Oh, yeah, but like
Disney's... Warner Brothers has like 55%.
So. Well, Warner Brothers had Barbie and that really helped. We're also saying this year, it's 2024 now.
It is 2024 now, but yeah. Anyways.
But I think
yes,
that Warner Brothers could make a comeback. As long as they make a movie dedicated to a dinosaur that is also somehow a pug.
Okay.
And this alligator crocodile-esque
creature. Yeah, I mean, that's closely related to dinosaurs, so yeah.
Is like basically the pug of the dinosaur world.
I mean, I'd say so. So yeah.
Was that my best transition? Yeah, it was pretty good.
I was going to say something like, you know, it could be like those crocodiles is it that Dance of the Hippos in Fantasia or whatever. But yeah. So Simo Tsukas is like, it really shows the variation of the crocodile group. Because like, you see crocodiles now and the crocodilomorphs that like, this so includes like alligators and caimans and like gharials and all sorts of stuff. And yeah, there's a bit of variety in terms of the shape of the jaws, but most of the time they look pretty much the same. But back then they were like little herbivorous crocodiles. There were running crocodiles that had like their feet underneath them. In fact, some of those are so recent. There's one though in Australia that early Aborigine people had to deal with, a running crocodile.
What?
Yeah, I forget
that's
his name.
Horrifying.
Yeah, it's a big running crocodile. Like, and like, yeah, its legs were not splayed out like this. They were underneath, so it was like it was like a panther crocodile.
So what you're saying is I don't need to sleep tonight.
No, of course not. You thought Gustav was bad.
My God. Well, I wonder how many more people Gustav would have murdered.
In the time. Like,
if he was able to like run like
Oh, that's
that.
True. I thought you were talking about like in terms of like since every time I brought him up, it was always growing how much. Like, So it's like the first time I thought it was like 2 or 3 people. Then I was like, it's in the dozens, probably almost 50. Next one was 300. So if we forgot mathematically speaking, now it'd be like over 10,000? I don't like
it's over 10,000.
Oh, well, that joke. That's an oldie. Millennials, man.
I know. Who even let us stay on this planet?
Well, anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but, you know, we're still here and the planet's still here somehow.
Somehow, for now.
For now. We're going to do our best to make sure it keeps going. The denture of Cymosuchus is resembling that of iguanas. So they probably kind of live similarly, except they do have the way the nostrils are placed and the way its feet are. Mm. It makes it pretty apparent that it was used for burrowing because it had strong neck muscles that could help with like stuff like that. It had the robust limbs and short snouts. The snout appears sharp. So so it's a possible. I mean, some people have disagreed. Some because paleontologists can never agree on anything.
Of course not. But they got to stay in business somehow.
Yeah, it's like that's how they get the numbers. It's like how YouTube channels, like, they need to stay in business by making videos about how, like is this, did Brie Larson say this bad thing?
Yeah.
Question mark, exclamation point, angry emoji.
Right. Or the, like, old trash magazines, the, like, celebrities, they're just like us.
Yeah. Baby bump?
I know. Look at Kate's fashion versus Megan's fashion, the two ladies of the royal family.
Equally
like,
important on this on Paleontological Weekly, Cymosuchus, not a burrower?
I really need the listeners to understand the face that Matt makes when he says that.
Just trying to, honestly, I'm feeling a little bit kind of tired and sad, and not sad, but like, drawn out from the food that we had. So I'm trying my best to keep my energy levels high by like emoting like a cartoon character. So
I have some green tea energy drinks.
I have a Dr. Pepper.
Yes, of course. My bad.
I mean, if you want, you can hit me up with the tea, I guess. I don't know. Hit me.
Hit me. No, you're good. That thing's probably got as much caffeine.
And probably like the tea would just... The taste and the heat would just shock me awake.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, shocking awake. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, like, I don't know. Let's see. Hold on. But yeah, I just think this really shows the variety of them. Also, one of the creatures that I had to live with, there were some mammals then that, like, and there was this really cool part in Prehistoric Planet. There were some mammals, and they also were burrowers, and they looked like gophers, but this was pre-placental mammals. So, and they weren't marsupials either. They just laid eggs. Like a platypus, but not, sort of like a, because monotremes are kind of the earliest, the most primitive mammals. That's why they lay eggs, because mammals evolved from reptiles. So, like, there's this really cool part where this gopher-like mammal, and it looks like a mammal, has fur, you know, ears and stuff like that. And it's like, it's going towards a group of eggs, and you think, oh, is it going to eat the eggs? But then the eggs hatch. And out come little of the gophers. And like, it's its own eggs. That's weird.
That's kind of terrifying. Yeah.
So there's a part in my books where there's this giant reptile, not reptile, this giant mammal called Repenomamus.
Hmm.
It is the biggest mammal to live alongside dinosaurs. It was about 5 feet long, which were mammals in dinosaur times, enormous.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, we have fossils of it with baby Psittacosaurus, which is another dinosaur, in its stomach. So it ate dinosaurs. So.
Cannibalism.
Yeah. What?
What?
This mammal is eating a dinosaur cannibal? Oh, man. Every time I eat chicken, it's cannibalism, I guess.
I mean.
Oh, the sesame chicken.
I'm just trying to pull this full circle. Yeah, oh, no. But the sesame chicken you had for dinner.
Yeah. Which was all right.
It was okay at best.
Yeah. Man, that fortune cookie was good. We were talking about this. Like, if the fortune cookie is the best part of the Chinese meal, it's not a good meal.
It's not a good meal. What do you think if this creature got a fortune cookie?
Okay.
What do you think would be in it?
It would be like, your kind is going to go extinct and be replaced with the other crocodile.
See, that's too specific. You have to go more vague.
Your birthright is to blossom the livelihood of your society.
Be on the lookout from stars.
Yeah. Something that's real. What's the term? The guy, The guy the Greatest Showman was named after.
P.T. Barnum?
Barnuming, yes. Barnuming. It's Barnuming is the term that a lot of Fortune cookies use. It's like a term that it's like where you describe someone or to something. It's something so vague and specific, but sounds, no, make it unspecific, but sounds specific. It's something that could apply to anyone and make people think, oh, that could be me. It's like, you know, I see in you, I see a hardworking individual who like really wants to like push themselves forward, but something is holding them back. But you just need to push forward. Like, oh my God, that's me. I'm like, that's that could be me. Anyone.
Yeah. It's like, kind of like, I'm going to come under fire, but I'm going to come under fire from two different sides of this.
Okay.
It's kind of like no. It's kind of like horoscopes.
Yes.
Like if you've ever like
yes,
read
it's
like
exactly like horoscopes.
Not your own horoscope, but it's
like describing it as like as a Cancer, you're a Leo, right? But we're pretty close though, like because
yeah,
it's always like Cancers are this thing and this thing. That's me. It could be anyone.
right. But it's also like. Yo, I always say that Myers-Briggs personality types are just horoscopes for business majors.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with the personality types, right? Uh-oh. Being like, you know, the Myers-Briggs or the like, you know, numerology or all of those, mm-hmm. right? Like
Myers-Briggs is somewhat, I think there's something to that though.
No.
There isn't, you don't think?
No. Aww. I mean, a little, but like no more so than any of the others.
Really? Because like I used to be INFP and now I'm ENFJ. And that's happened right during the pandemic. Like,
weird.
Although I'm not fully extroverted. I'm like half and half. I'm like, it's like 55% extroverted. So I'm what's called an ambivert. Which I can believe that to be true. But, you know, again, who knows?
Fair.
Where's the thing with the Myers-Briggs? Sorry, I'm looking.
No, a lot of those tests are not done, but like created by people with like actual psychology degrees or like actual like, you know, evidence-based research. A lot of them are just, I mean, it's pop culture psychology.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. I mean, when I think about it, that kind of makes sense. I mean, look, I think it's fun, but I don't hold any real, like, I don't believe it to be really mean anything. So let's
just
see.
Like horoscopes, but I will live and die. I saw a TikTok the other day that tried to take away, like, to like, oh, well, the horoscope chart hasn't been updated in X number of years, so you might actually be a different horoscope than your like normal one. And I'm like, you can pry my horoscope from my cold dead hands. I will be a Leo forever. Like,
I mean, look, I've owned Cancer as like the emotional sort of, but like a thing that's like, it's what we are, and what we are dinosaur nerds. So that's where. So that that statement's perfect because that's enough Barnuming that I could fit that into any part of. Uh-oh, are you okay?
Yes, no, sorry, I just realized that I was gifted a dinosaur necklace for Christmas, and I don't have it.
And you're not wearing it?
I know.
Yeah.
And, like, I even was looking at it the other day, and I was like, I have to wear this the next time I record an episode with Matt. Oh, my goodness. Like.
I'm so sorry that this is the first thing that came to my mind. I was imagining, like, you know what would be the hottest thing ever? Would be like that scene in Titanic where like you draw, but instead of the heart of the sea, it's whatever girl, let's say my fiance.
Yeah, let's say your fiance,
that
yes.
is wearing the dinosaur necklace and that's it. It's rather than just the heart of the sea.
So what you're saying is that your fiance's birthday gift to you will be her buying herself a dinosaur necklace.
And then I get to sketch her.
Yeah, exactly.
Where she's only wearing the dinosaur necklace. Anyways, so what the hell are we talking about?
Oh, God. Not to go too far in reverse.
Yes.
But Matt and I were off pod, I think, talking about like when creatures, like when animals keep other animals, almost as like, pets?
Yes.
I feel like this is one that, like, I could see, like, a stegosaurus being like, and this is my snout-nosed alligator. Like,
I could see that. I could see that for sure. Oh, not stegosaurus. That wasn't the same time or place, but something like that, though.
An expert paleontologist.
Oh, right. My apologies.
So I think that I would know.
You would. That's right. You watched Land Before Time extensively as a kid.
It's
and
true.
That had a stegosaurus in it, so.
It's true. And you know what? She's an icon. So,
she?
Like.
Spike is the stegosaurus.
God damn it. I was thinking the Triceratops.
You dumb butt.
Get off my podcast.
You're fired. Fun fact, did you know that Sarah was originally supposed to be male, but then George Lucas, who was one of the producers, was more suggested that she be female, and that created an interesting male-female rivalry that had never really been done before. Yeah. That kind of thing.
That's kind of fun.
Because George Lucas was like, you know, there's no reason for her to be male. Let's make her female.
Yeah, mix it up.
Yeah.
Give the kids who are a little bit mean someone to identify with.
Right, but then they have a heart of gold at the end, you know, and help push the rock with the sharp tooth on it. Anyway.
If you guys want to hear our opinions on The Land Before Time, subscribe to his Patreon.
Way, way back. All right.
Way back.
All right, so, yeah, that's basically, it's a little herbivorous berbering crocodile that lived alongside Beelzebufo, and, yeah, so, and some mammals, and some dinosaurs. So,
oh, this could have been Beelzebufo's pet.
Oh, yeah, I could see. Well, actually, no, Beelzebufo was a little bit smaller, so I think Beelzebufo would be its pet.
It's like when you get your dog a dog.
My dog has a dog. I feel like my bird has a dog, I think.
I know people who say, like, I got this dog for my anxiety, and turns out the dog has worse anxiety than me, so I had to get a dog for my dog's anxiety.
Yeah. Anyways, Simon Tsoukas, let's rate one of 65 million. I'm going to rate it 35 million because I think it's cute and it's unique for a crocodile. But, you know, I like my crocodiles to be mean and scary. That's your niche and you better stick to it, crocodiles.
I mean, I like this creature. I think it's cute. I'm going to rate it like 12 baby Gustavs.
Baby Gustavs. Oh, Gustav is a little baby with his big eyes. And then he has his first taste of man flesh. He's like, I love this.
It's like the Garfield with like lasagna, right? Yeah. Except it's Gustav and human flesh.
Yeah, like a guy fell in the river and drowned or something. Yeah. He ate it. He's like, this is so delicious, mother.
Please, may I have some more?
That's it for this week. Show paleobitespodcast@gmail.com or paleobitespod. Well, paleobitespod or paleobitespod. Look it up. I'm tired.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of you too, I guess. Megazonk is my book. Go look it up if you want or don't. Where can they find you?
They can find me at ThespianLaura, ThespianLaura, on basically any of them, Twitter, Instagram, or you guys could come. I'm trying to get my TikTok up
to
100 followers without ever posting a video.
Yes, please. So please see all of her wonderful videos in your imagination.
Yeah. Just imagine like the funniest TikTok you've ever seen and like double that.
Yeah.
And then imagine that's what I made.
Yeah. And then there you go. It's pretty good. It's worth a follow, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you have to lose?
Yeah. Only time. And what is time? Time is relative. Time is meaningless. The universe is going to explode at some point. Anyways, that's it for this week.
In the meantime, we have TikTok and dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs, indeed. That's it for this week. Your bit of hair there. I almost thought that was a spider at first. I'm so tired. That's it for this week. See you at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites.
Oh, please, sir. May I have some more?
More? Yeah, I'm going to have some more. Sorry, I'm trying to wake myself up.